From Entrepreneur Media, this is Problem Solvers, a show in which entrepreneurs do what entrepreneurs do best, solve unexpected problems in their business.
We were completely wrong.
And I'm just like, it's not selling.
It was like, we have to start from scratch.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine.
What makes someone go for it? You know, that person, maybe you're that person. I hope you're that person who just sees opportunity, who things may be going terribly. They might, be in the middle of a pandemic, and yet they go for it. They see some opportunity. They say, you know what? This is my moment. This is a moment for my idea. This is where I can make my mark, and they go for it. What kind of person is that? If we were to parse it out, what makes that person? Well, Heather Monahan has an idea.
The one constant theme I see is if people are not their most confident, they're not going to go for it.
Heather knows a thing or two about confidence. Her super popular podcast is called Creating Confidence, and she's basically built a career on confidence.
Best-selling author, TEDx speaker, podcast host, and now mentor.
But Heather was not always this way, and that is what's so important to know. Because confidence, fine, some people seem more naturally confident than others, but this is something that you need to think through. It's something that, you know, circumstance will teach you confidence, that every time you get through some kind of failure, it teaches you that the next time, maybe not so bad. And the reason I wanted to talk to Heather today was because she has this great perspective on confidence, and I had been thinking quite a lot about that, because I think that now, and I know this sounds a little crazy, I think now is really the perfect time to go for it. It's the perfect time for anybody to go for it, because things are so unstable and the path is so unclear that it's a time in which new ideas are welcome and you can be liberated from past negativity and no's and all the reasons why something wouldn't have worked in the old world. Well, now maybe it will. But the thing you need, the thing you must have, is that perspective and that sense of confidence. So here's what I want to do on this episode of Problem Solvers. First, I want to read you this column that I recently wrote. It is called Why Now, Yes, Now is the Perfect Time to Create Something New. And it contains this observation that I have about why this moment is so liberating. And then after that, I'm going to have a conversation with Heather about how she learned confidence for herself and how that experience going through that challenging time has informed her path today and what she sees as the necessary elements for anybody to build up that confidence and go for it. So today on Problem Solvers, it is all about going for it, and it's coming up after the break. Here is perhaps the greatest challenge that every e-commerce company faces. It's fast shipping. Shipping in 2 days or less is the new standard. And as a growing business, how do you keep up? That's why there's Shippo, your business's new secret weapon. Shippo is the only shipping software for growing businesses that you can start today, set up in minutes, and then ship today. Because they ship hundreds of millions of packages, Shippo's volume discounts save you up to 90% off carrier rates. Simply connect your online store to Shippo. There's no coding or technical experience required. They will instantly identify the lowest shipping rates from 55 plus top global carriers like UPS, USPS, FedEx, DHL. Your orders are automatically pulled in and ready to go. Just click, print, and ship. Plus, automated return labels are free. You only pay if your customers use them. Companies that use Shippo save thousands of dollars, free up hours of valuable time, and on average grow 77% year over year. Join 100,000 companies like Goat, Hims, and MeUndies who are saving up to 90% off carrier rates with Shippo. And now, for Problem Solvers listeners, they are offering their best discount available anywhere. Get a shipping consultation and Shippo Pro Plan 6-month trial for free at GoShippo.com/problem solvers. That's up to a $700 value for free at GoShippo.com/problem solvers. Again, go right now and get your shipping consultation and Shippo Pro Plan 6-month trial for free at GoShippo. Shippo is S-H-I-P-P-O. goshippo.com/problem solvers.
And now our next sponsor.
There are plenty of good apps out there to manage calendars, create to-do lists, share documents, and more. The problem is, you usually need lots of them in order to do your work. And when your work is scattered across tools and tabs, your brain feels scattered too. How do you fix that? Well, you could find an all-in-one tool that has everything you need. And that exists. It's called Notion. Notion is the all-in-one tool for taking notes, managing projects, sharing docs, and collaborating with your team seamlessly. It's quick to set up and fun to use, and is useful both for your own work and work you do with the team. With Notion, you can keep information centralized, find documents fast, and stay on track, making sure everyone on your team knows what's going on and what's coming next. You can customize it to the way you and your team work best, and once you've got it set up, you'll find it's the only app you really need. So stop losing focus as you jump from app to app and give Notion a try. For 10% off a team plan, just head over to notion.com/problem solvers. Again, that's notion.com/problem solvers to get 10% off a team plan. Once again, Notion, N-O-T-I-O-N, notion.com/problem solvers. All right, we're back. So like I said, first, I want to read you this column I wrote about why now is such a perfect time to go for it. And then we're going to have a conversation with Heather Monahan about going for it, about what you need to build inside of you to really go for it. So, all right, let's start with this column. Again, it's called Why Now? Yes, Now is the Perfect Time to Create Something New, ran on entrepreneur.com. I didn't shower today. I have an eye infection. I ate cake for breakfast, and a few hours ago, I sat frozen, staring at the screen for a full 2 minutes and then said aloud, I can't think. These may not sound like good things, but I'm telling you, they're good things. They're liberating things. They're empowering things. They should push you to take action and produce something amazing and life-changing and then have a second helping of breakfast cake, because this is a good time. It's forcing us to rethink what time is at all. Consider this. Back in our pre-coronavirus world, entrepreneurs always worried about when. When's the right time to leave a job and start a company? When's the right time to launch a product or raise money or reach out to a partner or hit send on that email? When? High-profile entrepreneurs often have the same answer to this when question. It is, do it already! LinkedIn co-founder Reid Hoffman, for example, says that, quote, if you aren't embarrassed by your first product release, then you launched it too late, end quote. Square co-founder Jim McKelvey recently wrote this in Entrepreneur. He said that, quote, there are really only two answers to this question, now and later. Now is often the right answer, end quote. People like Jim and Reid are fighting against perfectionism. They know that perfection doesn't exist, especially not at the beginning. The greatest companies in the world started as duds or half-baked concepts or a goofy idea that nobody believed in. It is simply not possible to launch a perfect product. It is only possible to put an imperfect thing out into the world, learn from the response, refine it, and then refine it some more. Now, we've heard this argument before. We understand it intellectually. We follow its logic. But it's often hard to internalize it, to really embrace imperfection. In a pre-coronavirus world, we constantly saw what looked like perfection. We saw companies rocket upwards. We saw people Instagramming their well-groomed lives. We saw great fortune, and we worried that we couldn't achieve that with our imperfect ideas. And so instead, we sat on the sidelines and waited. We waited for the perfect moment, and the moment never came. Then coronavirus came instead. It ruined everything for everyone. Nobody is having an easy time right now. We are all flailing our arms, trying to catch our balance. It is a moment of great equalizing. Look around and you will not see perfection. You won't see it anywhere. It is gone. So back to what I said before, this is a moment of liberation. There is no perfection to compete against now. Our expectations have come falling to the ground. Nobody cares if your kid is screaming in the background of a Zoom call or a podcast, and if you're a listener to Problem Solvers, you have heard many of those times. They only care now if you have a helpful idea or a meaningful gesture. They just want you to get out there, to offer something, to create something useful. This really crystallized for me a few weeks ago when I spoke to an entrepreneur named Eric Yaverbaum. You may have heard him on the show here. He's the chairman of Erico Communications, and he caught the virus. When we spoke, he had barely left his bed in 11 days. I thought about his employees, people who were scared for him, yes, but then also scared for themselves. What if the worst happened? Where would that leave them? And so I asked Eric, how are you speaking to them about this? Realistically, he told me. And then he said this, quote, I spoke to all my people and said, who wouldn't be afraid? People like to know about tomorrow. Fear of the unknown exists in everybody's minds. We are suddenly in an era where we have no idea. Everything is different now, and that difference is starting to set in. The illusion of control has finally been made clear for what it always was, an illusion. There is no such thing as control, end quote. That was Eric's quote. The illusion is gone. Hear that? The illusion is gone. Nobody wants it. This is a time for reality, and reality is messy and imperfect, but you know what? It's what we've got. It's what we need. So the question to you is this, what do you have? Is it what other people need? Because right now is a perfect time to get out there and offer it. Nobody wants perfect. They just want you. And they don't even care if you showered. So, okay, that is the column. And the reason I wanted to talk to Heather, now you see, is because she understands the nature of confidence so deeply. And I think that so much of this observation that I had is about how this world of fake perfect that used to surround us actually inhibited our confidence. We would compare our real lives to these fake things that we were seeing. And keep in mind, I'm not just talking about Instagram here. When you see a company that has just been on like a skyrocket rise, that is fake because there were real problems there that you aren't seeing. There might have been years of failures that you didn't see. You're only seeing the success. That's not the whole story. So when you start comparing yourself to that stuff, you're comparing yourself against something that is impossible to be compared against. Anyway, this is why I wanted to talk to Heather, because Heather gets it. Heather is talking real. And so I asked her, how have you been seeing this time? And do you feel also that there's a lot of way to use this moment, despite how crazy it feels?
Yeah, I do. You know, I'm 45 years old, so I lived through the 08-09 crisis. And that really positioned me so much better for the situation, meaning that in 08-09, I was just petrified and thought there was no end to the drop in the stock market, into home value. I didn't understand what was happening. It was the first time I had seen a crisis like that. What I know now is it changed, it passed. It was a cyclical environment and situation, and all of these situations will pass eventually. So it's on each one of us to find the opportunity within it. And plenty of people back in 08-09 found opportunity. I did not. I didn't look for it. I just looked to hold on to what I had and get by. And because I did it incorrectly the first time, it's positioned me better to look at this as, okay, pick my head up and find where the opportunity is. How are trends going to change? How are people's habits changing? How will things be affected by this pandemic 6, 9 months and 12 months and even 2 years from now? And for me, that was scary initially because the majority of my revenue comes through my keynote speaking. But I started thinking, okay, there's not going to be a lack or need of motivational speakers or business speakers. There's got to be a new way to take that unique value proposition and transfer it through a new platform. So I started researching, you know, what are the different ways to bring a virtual conference or a virtual speaking engagement to life? How can I be different, better, more effective through a computer? And what is that right platform? What is the right style? And so I've been working on that diligently over the past month. And I've got 2 paid virtual speaking engagements this month. So I'm super excited about transitioning my in-person business to this virtual business now. And simultaneously, it's afforded me so much more time because I don't have to fly everywhere and be on trains and planes and automobiles and sitting in airports. That took up so much of my time. So I thought, okay, listen to what your audience asks you for. And my audience is always asking for mentoring. So I decided, without having really thought it through much, I said, I've got time right now. I don't know if that's 1 month, 2 months, or 3 months sitting at home. So I'm going to rip and run with the idea of launching a mentoring program. And May 1st, I launched my first ever mentoring group. I maxed it out at 15 people. And 4 days in, I've got the most unbelievable results already for a couple of my team members, and I'm so excited. I would have never launched this concept or business plan had I not been in quarantine, because I never had any time. And while it's a little hectic because I didn't have the website up or the marketing material, you know, I just jumped in and said, I can solve problems for people in and around this. I can advise and direct people who don't have that insight that I have, and I can put a price tag on it that drives value for me and my business. Why not bring that good to market? And I just did. And I'm super excited with the results so far.
So I want to take what you just said and distill it down to this essence and then put that back to you. You just described two things. You described adjusting and adding. Right. So you took this, you took the speaking engagements which was the core of your business, and you adjusted to it. Right. So you stayed within that realm, but tried to figure out how to make it work now. But you also then added something completely new because now you had the time. And I wonder if that feels like a prescription for others to you, like that we can't just add because we don't know exactly if it's going to work. We can't just adjust because we don't know if that's going to work. But if you approach it with these two prongs at the same time, adjust and add, then you're creating a great hedge. You're trying to work within something that's familiar, where maybe you already have some access to a marketplace, and you're going to start adding something new that might be an opportunity for you going forward.
Absolutely. I think that that definitely is the right approach. Mine wasn't strategically thought out in that regard. My first response was panic. And I thought, how can I save the speaking business in any way, shape, or form? So I leaned into that immediately, repackaged, remarketed, and then did a couple of test runs, saw there was value there. I did adjust my pricing, which is unfortunate. However, my goal is to adjust it back to where it was once I can feel confident I'm delivering that same electric type of opportunity. So I'll continue to work on that model. That's not done yet. It's a project in motion for me. But I do think it's important to completely pivot too and look at the new. And I see a lot of people in different businesses right now. I'll tell you, just one that comes to mind is makeup artists. You know, and I've got a friend that's a makeup artist, and she said, I can't make any money right now. Well, that's not true. Everyone needs to look at how can you take your unique value proposition, what you have the potential to deliver and or were delivering, and do it through a new platform. Because there are plenty of people that are still going on camera, like myself, for many interviews a week right now and having to do their own hair and makeup and don't know how to do that as well as it could be done by someone else. And those people are still earning income. People are getting in this mindset of, there's millions of people out of work now. Well, there's also millions of people working. We can't focus on just the people who are of lack right now. Instead, we have to look at, and I think this way because I was in the radio business. And in the radio business, we only used to reach, I believe it was like 20% of potential advertisers in the country. So I would always kick back on my team when they would say to me, we've pitched everyone, we're not getting a yes. I'd say, well, you're not pitching the other 80% that's out there. And this is no different. And this is what brought me to say, I'm going to launch a mentoring program right now, because while there are a lot of people out of work and maybe they can't afford it, there are a lot of people graduating from college with wealthy parents. And there are a lot of people out there who do have jobs and are working right now. And one of the women I was coaching last week, she's going for a job interview with Bank of America tomorrow. And we were working on positioning her to get that job and land that job. So there are still companies hiring. Just because we might not be the one receiving the offer right now doesn't mean it's not happening out there.
Right, right. Totally. So I love everything you just said there. It's like, if you do nothing, nothing happens. And there's still movement. There are still things that need to be done. And I would say, just thinking about that person who applied for the job at Bank of America, you know, you have an opportunity now, if you so choose to seek it, to not just fill a role or not just apply for something or not just produce or create or present something in a way that it was done before. But now, if you can think creatively and be, so to speak, native to the moment, then you can actually rise above. You know, it's funny, there's a woman who listens to my podcast, and we've been reached out because she was a fan, and we've just been chatting by Instagram. And then she asked me, she was like, hey, would you do this favor for me? I'm applying for a job and I want to create like a really create a video to send them with the resume. And so she wanted to make this video in which it's like she's talking to like a smart device and the smart device is responding to her and the conversation gets to why she'd be really good for this job. And she asked me if I would be the voice for the smart device. Like, could she send me a script and then I would read it and then she would like edit it in for the smart. And of course I did it. It was such a lovely idea. What I really loved about that was that she was thinking in the moment, right? We're all having digital experiences right now, and we're all actually interacting with devices all the time. So can she build that into the way that she presents in a really authentic and native way? And I bet that she would rise to the top of anybody who's applying for that job. Like, if you use this moment can be of real benefit to you.
Absolutely. It's all approaching it with that right perspective and looking to find a way to make it work instead of talking about why it's not going to work.
Yeah. Right. So what's a tangible thing that you're offering? You know, I mean, I bet that in those coaching sessions, there are people who are trying to jumpstart things, trying to look at what they've done in a fresh way. You know, the makeup artist is a great example where people feel kind of stuck, like, well, I could only do this in person. How could I possibly transition? Is there some tip or trick or perspective that you're offering about how to kind of break down what the core offering that you have is?
You know, what's funny is that everybody that I'm working with has completely different goals, completely different challenges. However, the one theme that I see through everybody, and I have a CEO of a company that's on my main mentoring team. I mean, I have salespeople on my team. I have stay-at-home moms on my team, people with all different types of issues, challenges, and opportunity. But the one constant theme I see is if people are not their most confident, they're not going to go for it. And so that's really the foundation and the core of what I'm working with everyone on, is about really believing in yourself, listening to your inner intuition, following your passions, your dreams, the things you wanted to do when you were a kid, the things that you would do if money didn't pay. This is the chance right now. And it reminds me exactly of 2.5 years ago when I got fired. I said to myself, this is my one chance right now. If I'm going to ever give it a go and try something on my own, try to create my own company, today is the day. I'm not going to get fired again. You know, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity. And when I decided to look at it like that, that's when I decided to write my book. That's when I decided to launch my podcast. Do I wish I had done those things 10 years ago? Heck yeah, because then I could be light years ahead of where I am. But if you didn't do it 10 years ago, today and right now is the moment to do it.
Yeah. Heather, this has been really valuable. Let me just ask you one final thing as you go. When you look back at why you didn't take advantage of that moment, and then you look at you taking advantage of the moment now, I mean, you learned a lot back then. But if we could just distill it down to one thing, one switch, is it fear? Is it not connecting with what your core is? What do you think is like what's the thing you missed the most back then that people need to hold on to now?
I'll tell you, I didn't miss anything back then. I knew I had the potential within me, but the self-doubt that I had, which is essentially, I was stopped and frozen by fear. I doubted that how did I know? How did I have this proof that I could make it work? And what if I made the leap and walked away from something quote unquote secure? Here's the reality. If you're in corporate America, your job is not secure. Your company could be taken over tomorrow. There could be layoffs, a new position. There could be a pandemic. And even though you're a key employee, they're letting everyone in that division go. No one is secure unless you're working for yourself and you're betting on yourself and constantly evolving and changing. So if you are working for other people, I would completely suggest getting a side hustle going. That's something I wish I had done years ago. Invest in yourself, elevate your profile, reach out on your networks, and start thinking about what product and or service can you bring to marketplace and sell virtually today, tomorrow, and years from now.
Heather, well, I am so glad you were making the most of this time, and thank you for helping others make the most of it too.
Thanks for having me.
And that's our episode. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to Problem Solvers wherever you get your podcasts. We come out with a new episode every Monday morning and you don't want to miss it. And hey, be kind. Pass the show along to an entrepreneur friend who could use a boost. And did you solve a problem that would be good for this show? Let me know about it. Visit my website, jasonfeifer.com, JasonFeifer.com, where you can find my contact information and all sorts of other valuable info. Problem Solvers is a production of Entrepreneur Media. Be sure to
visit entrepreneur.com for all your entrepreneurship needs. And even better, subscribe to our magazine, which is just full of the smartest entrepreneurs solving the toughest problems. My name is Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. Thanks for listening. And hey, let's go solve some problems.